Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
One of the great preachers in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Pastor Richard Mansfield of New Beginnings Church of God on ABQ Connect with us today. Richard, welcome in. How are you?
Jim, it's always a joy to be with you here on The Connection and just connecting with people all around New Mexico and around the world, those listening in on the net. Thank you for being with us. Allowing me to be with you.
Pastor, you were able to join us a week or so ago with Brian Ollerett, and we talked a little bit about New Mexico Praise. You're now the chairman of New Mexico Praise. And, of course, tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, and that event is going to change a little bit of because of the coronavirus. We're going to talk about that in just 1 minute. But apparently today is National Nurses Day, and I know that you and I are both really thankful for the frontline nurses that have just done amazing things, not only in our community, but all across this nation, people with a servant's heart. They've literally put their own lives on the line for a lot of people, and we do want to say thank you to them, and we appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Do you have some nurses in your congregation, Pastor?
You know what? I do. Matter of fact, every Wednesday I hold a prayer call at 12 noon, and we were praying for all of those frontline workers, doctors and nurses, and I had some of the parents, spouses of those nurses on the phone, and they were there, Pastor, thank you for praying for those that are in the front line, because not just nurses, the assistant nurses, the medical, technicians, the doctors, but nurses are right there pouring themselves out. They're trying to keep people healthy as they're trying to keep themselves healthy. Mm-hmm. And then they go home and they try to help their families and loved ones there. It's just a challenging time, but such an amazing time to see the power of God's love manifest in these people that pour themselves out so uniquely. And it's just great, Jim.
Pastor, I am so impressed with New Mexico Praise and what you've put together with a lot of different churches around town. And, of course, Brian Ollerett is a close part of our program here, and we have enjoyed all the things that he's described about how prayer has brought our community together. Yesterday we had Bishop David Cooper on ABQ Connect, and him talking a little bit about prayer and sharing that. So you've already told us today you've already been praying, and you're praying for these first-line responders. Talk to us a little bit about the National Day of Prayer and how this event is changing because of the coronavirus.
You know, the National Day of Prayer has been something that's been very dear to my heart for the last 25 years. I used to head the event down at the Civic Plaza, and then a couple years ago, 3 years ago, Brian Ollerett had this dream of taking 24/7 prayer to the state. And then through that, we talked about the National Day of Prayer, and we talked about how we used to get thousands downtown and how it had kind of dwindled and things had changed. And so a few years ago, we started meeting at the Civic Plaza. And, you know, we had close to 2,000 people every time we did it. Mm. And it was just an amazing time of calling down the Spirit of God to permeate not only our city government. We did it there at the Civic Plaza, which is at the footsteps and at the steps of City Hall. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from the jail. It's right across the street, from the sheriff and police department. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from the courthouses, where all of government takes place. And we started praying, and we saw great things take place. We saw change and a shift of things within our government and our city. And then this year, we were planning, there was going to be another an amazing event. And as we know, this COVID-19 virus has totally changed our world. It's totally changed everything we're doing. So we dreamt of what would it look like to take the National Day of Prayer from Albuquerque and incorporate it to the entire state. Mm. And Jim, that's what we're doing. And man, I can't wait to just give you the rundown of everything that's going to take place, but it's going to be exciting.
Well, you take the ball, my friend. You are the quarterback right now. So I want you to drive this conversation and tell us obviously, a lot of this is utilizing technology and so forth. So tell us about how people can be involved with the National Day of Prayer.
First of all, I really want to thank you for allowing us to share this, because the National Day of Prayer is a time where literally the whole nation is praying for the nation. And we're praying for a lot of different elements and of government, but we are going to be praying, and there's going to be a lot of platforms that you can watch it from. So if you have something to write this down, guys, I just encourage you to do this. But on Facebook, if you want to watch it on Facebook, the event is going to begin tomorrow. That's Thursday, May the 7th. And it's going to start at 11:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. And that's going to be Thursday, May 7th. You can watch that if you have Facebook. You can watch it at New Mexico Praise, and that's P-R-A-Y-S, Facebook. Or you can watch it at the New Beginnings Church, ABQ, Facebook. Mm. You could also watch it if you want to go to our website online. That's NBCABQ. So New Beginnings Church, Albuquerque. It's NBCABQ.com. And you can watch it live there. Mm. Or you can watch it on YouTube. And the YouTube channel there is going to be NBCABQ. Now, your Calvary Chapel, Pastor Skip's church, is going to be carrying it on their website. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be broadcasting it. So there's a lot of means for you to get it. Family Life Radio, Elisa Meyer is working with us, Elisa Griego Meyer, and she's excited about being able to promote it. Mm-hmm. What we're going to start off with is 30 minutes of worship and praise.
Nice.
We're just going to call down the heavenlies and open up the heavenlies and say, Father, pour out your spirit through the internet over New Mexico and beyond. Literally, there's going to be people around the world watching, but we're praying for the state of New Mexico. And instead of just making it Albuquerque, it's going to be an entire state event. So we're going to have pastors praying for literally all over the state. Mayor Keller is going to give a quick greeting to just say hello. Mm-hmm. Pastor Brian Allred, our founder and our leader, and now the leader of America Praise, is going to bring a word and a prayer. Joe Bryant, pastor out of Alamogordo. Pastor Skip Heitzig here in Albuquerque. Pastor Mark Seiss from Las Vegas, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Bishop Cooper from Albuquerque. Archbishop John Wester is going to be praying. Mm-hmm. Randall Floyd, pastor from Clayton, is going to be praying. Pastor Danny Sanchez from Albuquerque is going to be praying. Vice President Myron Elizer from the Navajo Nation is going to be praying. Todd Sullins from Rio Doso is going to be praying. There's some generations, family generations. David Krantz and his daughter Yolanda and his granddaughter Brianna are going to be praying together. We're going to see a youth group, some youth from a youth group that are going to be praying, from Rise Youth Group. Dewey Modi from Reserve New Mexico is going to be praying. Mayor Greg Hull, who's a born-again believer from the mayor of Rio Rancho, mm-hmm. is going to be praying. Brad Reeves from Deming is going to be praying. Jason Dickinson from Albuquerque is going to be praying. Dean Williamson from Clovis is going to be praying. Monty Mullix and Daniel Elias from Bloomfield is going to be praying. Mercy Allred from Albuquerque is going to be praying. Carlos Montoya from Santa Fe is going to be praying. Miguel Angel Perez from Albuquerque is going to be praying. And then our state coordinator, Linda Jaramillo, is going to be closing up the event in prayer. Mm. Jim, it's going to be awesome to see people from all over the state lifting up the name of Jesus and praying for our state from all four corners of the state and cities in between.
Well, Pastor, I know that you have seen amazing results, and I know when I visited with you and Brian, one of the things that we talked about is that right now our state is being blanketed in prayer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we're going to talk to you a little bit more about that and New Mexico Praise and how important prayer is in the life, in our own lives as individuals. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
On Bless Israel with Yael Eckstein.
It's an extraordinary time for Jews and Christians to come together to say, we are there for one another.
Join us for Bless Israel, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews at helpjewishpeople.org.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
What does the future hold? In ancient times, people looked at signs in the sky as omens. It's one of the reasons people look at horoscopes today, is to find out what the future holds. So what's next? Well, I would ask, what's next for you? The book of Revelation predicts the future. The more you read it, you'll discover God's plan for your future. This is the only book of the Bible that has such a direct and unique promise of blessing to those who read it, hear it, and do it. This is God's eventual unfolding revelation for how it will all end.
The What's Next special with Skip Heitzig this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. on KRQE TV 13. Presented by Petrie Buick, GMC, and Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Richard Mansfield, the pastor of New Beginnings Church here in Albuquerque on ABQ Connect with us via the phone. Richard, haven't met you in person. I really want to meet you in person. I've loved talking to you on the phone. We have some synergies and you have a tremendous amount of energy. And, you know, if Brian Ollerett is one of your friends, you have got to have a lot of energy, my friend.
Isn't that the truth? That guy is going a million miles an hour. I love that guy. He's just amazing.
Well, and I hope he listens. We have him on the program pretty frequently, but Brian is just always such a blessing. Before we had the COVID thing, I would tease him that his office is on I-25. Because when I had him on interviews, before COVID, we were still interviewing Brian on the phone, and we never knew where he was in the United States of America. He was somewhere in this country. It could be Oklahoma or it could be Texas, you name it, but Brian was traveling. So he's been a real blessing to us. Pastor, I want you to tell us a little bit, in addition to the National Day of Prayer, which is tomorrow, and you've gone over the details of that, you can virtually find information again. Could you go through those websites one more time? I know that you mentioned Calvary. So Calvary's is calvarychurch.nm and or calvarynm.church. I want to rephrase that, and you can go to their website to look at what's going on between 11:30 and 1:30. Let's give your church website, and then you also have a couple of Facebook sites that people can access, right?
Correct. The New Beginnings website is nbcabq.com. nbcabq.com. That's the website. They can go to Facebook if they have it. Mm-hmm. And they could go to New Mexico Praise Facebook, mm-hmm. or they could go to New Beginnings Church ABQ Facebook. And if they want to go to YouTube, they can find the YouTube channel is NBC ABQ. That's going to start at 11:30 in the morning again till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that'll be tomorrow. And Jim, it's just going to be a great, great time. We have a great lineup, and it's just a lot of positive prayers. Lifting up the body of Christ and asking God to rain heavily upon New Mexico and our nation.
Yes. Pastor, I want to share a story with you that I experienced with your friend Brian Ollerid. I went to a breakfast gathering of the Albuquerque Police Department. Of course, Chief of Police Mike Geyer was present and a number of his deputy chiefs, etc. And they started off the meeting. Chief Geyer said, I never would have believed that there are people in this city that don't know me, and I can have the comfort to know that they are praying for me 24/7. that has a huge impact on anyone in leadership in our community, regardless of their faith position. That's got to be massively encouraging, doesn't it?
You know what? It really is. This morning, I was on the phone with Mayor Greg Hull from Rio Rancho. Just minutes ago, I hung up with Alan Armijo, who is the right hand of the mayor of Albuquerque, of Tim Keller. Mm-hmm. And Alan has, the mayor has given us a proclamation for the National Day of Prayer. Tomorrow is being proclaimed here in Albuquerque as the National Day of Prayer. Alan Armijo is the director of public affairs, and the mayor's office and the chief of police. We meet with them. I go with Brian almost every possible time I can, either to breakfast or lunch, with the top brass of the Albuquerque Police Department. I served as a chaplain for the police department for 26 years mm-hmm. here in our city, and it's amazing how receptive they are to the Spirit of God, how receptive they are to welcome prayers for their troops, mm-hmm. for every one of their officers, how genuinely humble they are to say, we want to do everything in our power to make sure that we are receiving the blessing that you are wanting to give. And what a joy to hear that.
Yes.
To hear some of your top ranking officers of a city, your mayor welcoming prayer, your chief of police welcoming prayer, the sheriff welcoming prayer, the mayor of a neighboring city welcoming prayer. I mean, it's just amazing what God is doing. And Jim, you give us a platform to testify about that. It's just exciting. And I thank God. I pray that everyone listening would lift up our chief of police, lift up our mayors, lift up our city councilors, lift up our county commissioners, because they have this enormous pressure on them right now. Yes. Lift up our governor. Some of these people are not believers, but we lift them up anyway, saying, God, intervene in their life. Mm-hmm. God, that our love, they will come to know you just because of your love that we are spreading through our love. So it's an exciting time, Jim, to see what God is doing in the city of Albuquerque, how God used Brian to open up those platforms, and we're committed to keep them open and keep going.
Pastor, in your experience, because being a pastor is, there's a lot of care that you have to give members of your congregation. So I want to ask you about individuals now. Do most Christians go to prayer first or last when they face difficult situations?
Man, I hate to say it, but they go last. God, they always go to God as a last resort instead of the first resort. I constantly marvel at that. I go, God, what's wrong with us? You know, the Bible calls us stiff-necked people. Mm-hmm. We are so stubborn. But people, for some reason, the constant battle that we have as Christians is the wanting to control our own lives. Adam and Eve, from the very beginning, he said, here's this amazing garden. You have anything and everything at your beck and call. Just stay away from this one tree and the fruit thereof. And what do? We want to control our own lives. We want to control our own destiny. Mm. It's like, who do you think you are to tell us what to do? Mm. And what do? They make a mess. We continue to battle for that number one spot. Instead of surrendering it to the Lord, we're constantly wanting to take control. We're constantly wanting to take control of our destiny. Instead of seeking God's will for our lives, we say, okay, God, this is what I'm going to do. Now bless it. Instead of coming to the Lord and say, okay, God, I need to seek what you're doing and then doing what you're already blessing.
Well, you know, I ask that question tongue in cheek because I'm very guilty of that as well. I think that as I've matured, I've really developed a prayer life, but I want to ask you about that kind of colloquial phrase that people use all the time. Well, you got to have a prayer life. What does having a prayer life mean?
You know, Jim, I think we complicate prayer so much. Prayer is literally just talking with God. Mm. Now, when we set up a prayer life, I talk to my wife, but I talk to my wife at all different levels. I talk to my friends at all different levels. We have very casual conversations. Hey, good morning, good morning. How you doing? How you doing? Hey, hope you have a great day. See you off to work. God bless you. Have a great day. Quick prayer, and you're off to work. So that's a casual conversation with God. And then there's those very intimate conversations with our spouse or our children, our loved ones, our friends, where you sit down and you go, now, how are you really doing? How's everything going? I really want to hear what's going on in your life. Life's busy, and I'm always pulled here and there. I try to give my people and my loved ones my undivided attention, but sometimes I'm being pulled. So it's when you tear everything aside and you just say, I am going to pray with you. It's an intentional conversation. Well, prayer is the same way. Having a prayer life, first there's a first level prayer. Good morning, Lord. Or do you say good morning, Lord? Or do you say good Lord, morning? You know, it's like, I'm going to start my day off positive. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I'm intentionally starting my day. But then from there, I go to a whole different level. Now I'm saying, Lord, I need to spend some time with you. I'm going to block out a section of time, and I want to read the letter you wrote me. I'm going to read the letter and notes you've given me. So what that means is I'm going to open up the Bible, and I'm going to read the Bible, which is God's letter to us. Mm. And I'm going to see what he has for me that day. And I'm going to read. So my prayer time is setting a time aside to just be quiet with God, to be present with God, and to be with God. So we're able to do that. Mm. Second, we go from that level to now talking to God about that. Okay, God, I just read your letter. I read this letter you wrote me. I saw what you told me. I saw what you said. But now, Lord, I want to go beyond that. Now I want to discuss that. So I am praying to him. I'm releasing my praise to say, man, God, you're so amazing. But I'm also saying, God, I need to hear you. Because here I'm venting. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you my praise. I'm giving you my repentance of the things you're showing me I need to repent of. But I'm giving you my adoration of how much I love you. Now I want to yield towards you to say, okay, God, what is it you have for me? I want to listen. I'm not just going to talk, but I'm going to listen to what you have to say. So I want to say that having a prayer life is where you are intentionally saying, I am going to get a hold of God, and I'm going to wait to make sure that he speaks to me. Now, no one likes to wait. Yeah. I know when I go to a doctor, the waiting room is like, oh my gosh, it's agonizing. Mm. When they finally call me back and they go, okay, Richard, and they take my vitals and they go, the doctor will be with you shortly. Shortly isn't that short. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my goodness. But when I finally get to see the doctor, it makes me forget about all the wait time. It makes me forget about everything because I get to hear what's going on. I get to hear about my examination. I get to hear about what's going to happen. That is how it is with God. You're waiting. Mm-hmm. You're travailing. And you're saying, God, thank you for what you're doing. But, Father, I just ask that you be with me, you guide me, you help me. Because when you finally get into his presence, I'm telling you, the waiting is far greater than anything else. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So that's what it is to develop that prayer life.
Pastor, as you're sharing with us, and I'm really blessed by everything you're saying, I want to ask a question that I think some of our listeners may be feeling. Do you have to have some special qualifications to talk with God?
Well, yes and no. Look, let me just say it this way. Look, first of all, anyone and everyone can talk to God. Mm. When you do not know God, when you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you talk to him, and the Bible says he listens, especially to the heart that's repenting. But there's also some specifications that he makes for us to have that deeper walk. It'd be kind of like if your son came up to me and said, "Hey, Dad, can I have $10? I'd be like, okie dokie, I don't even know who this kid is. I don't know who this little boy or girl belongs to, but they don't belong to me." Now, if I adopt that child, if I now make them mine, that child has every right to come up to me and say, "Dad, I have a need. This is what it is." And now I'm going to say, "Yes, my son. Yes, my daughter. What is it?" Mm-hmm. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, to those that have received Jesus Christ, to those have been given the right to be called sons of God. So there are some conditions with some levels of serving God. And it's important that we understand that.
Right.
It says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says, all things work together for good, but to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. So there's some universal prayers, connection to God, and then there's some specific only to believers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important that we become children of God and we access him now as a full-fledged son or daughter of God, because we have become joint heirs with Christ. In other words, everything he gave his son Jesus, he's given to us. And now I have the right to say, "Abba, Father," which is Daddy God. "Hey, Daddy." And he goes, "Yes, my son." Otherwise, we're like, "Hey, we're there, Abba, Father, Tata Dios." And he's like, "Okie dokie, I don't know who this kid is." We've never met him personally. So there are levels and if you would, even some qualifications and some gifts that he gives us. And he says, once you become my child, you have the full benefit of everything I have for you. If you're not a child of God, then you're restricting yourself. Mm. You're the one keeping yourself from God. He's not keeping himself from you.
Mm. Amen to that. Pastor, tell us what, and this will be the last question I have for you in this segment. We'll come back for a little bit shorter segment right after this. But I wanted to ask you, for people that are sitting on their couch right now, they have been isolated. They are listening to us on the radio. They're watching television programs. They're going to tune in to your sermons via your website. They're going to be part of the National Day of Prayer. But they feel alone, and they don't know what to pray. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to ask for a job. They don't even know maybe what they're doing. How do you pray when you don't know what to say to God?
You know, there's a beautiful scripture in the book of Romans, chapter 8, where it says sometimes we literally have no words. Mm. And there's groanings within our life that the Holy Spirit interprets to God. For instance, I don't know if you've ever been at a point in your life where you're so overwhelmed by the burden. Mm. It could be a husband and wife. It could be a father or mother. It could be a son or daughter, a brother, sister, a neighbor, whatever. But you're travailing with this overwhelming burden. And you literally have no words. And you go, "God," and you're crying and you're broken. And you're going, "Ooh." And you don't even say a word. You just go, mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you that have children, your kid comes crying, and we don't know what happened. We just see that they're crying, and we haven't even discovered their wound. And they're going, "What's wrong, son? What's wrong, daughter? What's wrong, granddaughter? What's wrong, grandson?" Whatever level we're at. And they're going, and they can't even speak. I'm telling you, a mom and a dad know those words. Mm. They go, "Oh my gosh, what happened? You fell. You hurt yourself. Show me." And people around are going, "How did you understand that?"
Mm-hmm.
Say, "I understand my son. I understand my daughter. Right now, you might not be knowing what to pray. Some of you might even be angry at God. You're going like, thanks a lot. If you're such a loving God, how'd you let this happen?
Mm-hmm.
If you're such a loving God, why did my loved one pass away? If you're such a loving God, how come we have a community that's in this disarray?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Our God is a loving God that has given us a free will and a free life. And he's allowing you to experience that not as a puppet, but as a real free person to do right or wrong, to do his will or your own will. But he's wanting you to cry out and to be honest. I know as a child, I've been angry at God, at my parents before. I know as a child, my children were angry at me and they said, Dad, Mom, I hate you. And then 5 seconds later, I love you, Daddy. I love you, Mom. Why? Because they're broken and they're hurt. God can handle our hurt. He can handle our pain. I just pray you empty your heart and you cry out to God, whether you have words or not, whether it makes sense or not. Nothing sounds stupid to God. He interprets it exactly as you're speaking it. And I just want to encourage you to get real with him today.
We are talking with Pastor Richard Mansfield of New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque, and we're talking about the National Day of Prayer, which is tomorrow. We're talking about personal prayer life and how to pray when you don't know what to say. All kinds of amazing things Pastor is sharing with us. We're going to come back in our last segment with Pastor Mansfield today, and we're going to talk a little bit about New Beginnings Church and what's going on there for maybe Mother's Day and a little bit more about prayer. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local. Follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Richard Mansfield, pastor of the New Beginnings Church of God in Albuquerque. Pastor, you guys are rocking and rolling up there at your church. How long have you been pastoring that church?
I moved here to Albuquerque in 1982.
Ah.
And I started a church, and then I left after 14 years to work at Mid-America Christian University in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I moved back into town in 1999, and we planted what's now New Beginnings Church. We planted that church, and God has been just a blessing and really good to us. We started New Beginnings with about, back in 1999, with a group of 10 core adults, and a few children. And God has blessed us, and we're a congregation of over 2,000 today. And God is just doing a really neat work and doing an amazing job in touching lives through a group of people that are just trusting the Lord.
Do you have a few moms that you're thankful for out of that group?
A few what?
A few moms. We got Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you what's so weird is I was thinking about that this week, and I said, oh, my goodness gracious, that's Mother's Day this Sunday. It seemed like it snuck up on us.
Oh, yeah.
But we have some very special things planned for moms this Sunday. Though we can't open up our front door, we're opening up our internet, our television. We're on television, we're on the internet, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But for Mother's Day, we're going to have a 15-minute concert from this recording artist named Cindy Mogzig. She has sung with the Gaithers, she has sung with Sandy Patty, she has sung with Stephen Curtis Chapman, she has sung with Michael W. Smith.
Mm.
She's just an amazing young lady that loves the Lord, has this phenomenal voice. So come 9:45 Sunday morning, we're going to have a 15-minute concert honoring our moms and just blessing them. And then Cindy's going to join us again one more time in the service. So it's going to be a great time of honoring moms and just blessing them with our love, with God's presence and God's goodness.
Yeah. Pastor, I want to ask you about your church and your involvement with New Mexico Praise. Again, you're the chairman of New Mexico Praise. New Mexico Praise is an organization that is organizing churches throughout New Mexico to pray around the clock. Can you kind of explain how that works and how people can get involved with New Mexico Praise?
Absolutely. You know, Brian Allard came to me over 4 years ago, about 4.5 years ago, and he says, Richard, I really feel led to pray for the state and have a 24 hours a day. Our church has had many 24-hour day prayer vigils where we literally block out a day and we pray 24 hours a day. We've had it where we've had our church building open 24 hours a day, and you could just come and pray. So I said, man, that's great. We could do that. And he says, well, Richard, I'm not talking about one day. I'm talking 7 days a week. And I'm like, what? And he goes, but 365 days a year. And I'm like, what? He goes, Richard, if we could recruit 30 churches to take a day a month, man, that's all we need.
Mm-hmm.
So we got together with a few pastors, and this was literally weeks before the brand new year. And we recruited a total of 9 churches, and 9 churches, we said, we're going to do this. And Brian and I and some other pastors that we invited in to journey with us. And I'm telling you, we covered the state of New Mexico by faith. Those 9 churches turned into 18 churches, next the 20, the 40. And next thing, first when we had the full state covered, some churches that were smaller congregations, and they go, well, we can't cover a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So they cover half a day of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And they adopt a half a day or a full day of prayer. And what our congregation, we have 8 prayer points that we pray for, that we lift up before the Lord, and then any other need that you might feel led to pray for. But we lift up these needs before the Lord, and we say, God, this is what we need. This is what we want you to do. We thank you for this. So we pray for the lost. We pray for the unity of pastors and churches. We pray for healing our land of abortion. We heal that God ends this spirit of violence and death over our nation, over our state. We pray for freedom from addictive behaviors, substance abuse and drug addiction and pornography addiction and gambling, on and on and on. We pray for the transformation of our economy and our education, that God really raise it up. We pray against the spirit of witchcraft that is so heavy over New Mexico, the land of enchantment. No, we're the land of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And then we pray for racial reconciliation. And we've seen God just take churches all over the state now that have said, I'm going to adopt a day or I'm going to adopt half a day. So we have more than one church praying for our state 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And we're believing God to do supernatural things, and he has. Cities across New Mexico, and then it started spreading across the state line. And then it's gone not only statewide to America Praise, but even worldwide to World Praise. Countries now, there's over something, I think Brian told me there's something like 22 countries that are now praying 24 hours a day for their country. Mm-hmm. And there's states all over America. There's over 15 states that have now signed up on America Praise. And I'm telling you, Jim, to see how God has brought pastors together, congregations together, new friendships that have developed here in New Mexico, how now they're starting in different parts of the city and different parts of the state, has just been amazing to see what God is doing.
Yeah. Wow. Exciting stuff. Pastor Richard Mansfield, I appreciate your time so much today. He is the pastor of New Beginnings Church of God in Albuquerque, and we want to remind you that you can go to their website, which is nbcabq.com. Find all about tomorrow at 11 o'clock, 11:30. The National Day of Prayer event starts online. You can access that information through nbcabq.com and a whole lot of other ways to connect through. Probably your own church is going to have a connection to it. Pastor Mansfield, thanks for helping to organize all this and put it together, and we appreciate your prayers for our leadership in this town and pray that God blesses you, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you and the connection and just everything you guys are doing for the state of New Mexico. You guys are a tremendous blessing. May God continue to bless you and all the wonderful leadership there at your wonderful station. Thanks again, Jim.
I appreciate you. We'll be in touch and get you back on the program here in a couple weeks. Thanks a lot for joining us on ABQ Connect.